Right. Hopefully my microphone's close enough it's going to work. Oh, there we go. Hopefully you can all hear me. If not, I've got quite a loud voice anyway, and microphones are not ever needed for me. Great. Have we got any kids in that want to come up to the front and come and help me do something? Yeah, exactly. Do you want to come to the front? Yeah, there you go. Bring your teddies. There we go. Right. Anyone else want to come and join? Perfect. We're getting more and more. Great. Come on in. Perfect. Any of the choir want to come out? No? Oh, wow, we've got more and more. They're slowly coming. Right. Can anyone tell me what might have recently happened, maybe a couple of days ago? Some people went out in some costumes. And people went out in costumes and got, what was it?
Halloween.
Halloween. We had Halloween. Does everyone, every year we have Halloween. Do you know what comes after Halloween? None of you know. None of you know. Do any of you guys know what comes after Halloween? All Saints. One lady in the congregation knows, right? You're all going to learn loads today. So, there's a thing called All Saints Day, which we celebrate after Halloween. Now, around the church, I have hidden, so nowhere past the choir, nowhere outside, all in this church, there are 15 pictures of people you might know. Now, the idea is that you don't run around and take all of them because you are the fastest. The idea is you have to all work together as a team, collect all 15, and then come back to me. But you all have to have one at least. How many have we got? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. So you should all easily have one piece of paper when you come back to me.
Two people should have two.
Very good. Well. This is why I work with teenagers. Right, guys, you might already see some. There are loads around. So you guys go ahead and walk around and find them. And while they do that, I'm going to talk to the rest of you. So, I wonder, go in there, all over the church, go! Run, go, find paper! There we go.
Hello.
Right, you've got to go and help everyone else find one and then come back to me.
Okay.
So, my question to you, congregation, is, does anyone know the name of the person who created the World Wide Web?
Tim Smith.
Tim Bursley, very good. Right, you guys just wait there, wait till everyone comes back. So, Tim Bursley, yes. Now, I didn't know this. Teenagers, did you know that Tim Bursley made the World Wide Web? No. So they use it all the time. I don't know if you realise, but they're like attached to their phones most of the time. They have no idea who gave them this thing known as the World Wide Web. So before Tim Bursley, the whole idea the internet worked was, I had access to my stuff, and if you wanted access to it, I had to give you permission, and then I had to give you permission. But the people at the back have no idea who I am, so they wouldn't be able to access what I had. Perfect. Oh, we're almost there. If there's more, you've got to go find them then. That's it. Go find more then. So that was how the internet worked. It worked very much of we had to accept, but if I didn't know you, you'd never get it. But he created the World Wide Web, which now allows us to access our church website. We don't have to know everyone in Horsham to be able to accept them. They could just go on the internet. And do you know what the most incredible thing about Tim Bursley was? Is he turned around and said, I don't want to charge for this. Now, teenagers are instantly thinking, what do you mean? I have to pay and worry about my internet data all the time. Yes, you do, unfortunately. But the way the internet works is the internet we have to pay for, but the stuff on the internet is free. The www.google, it's free for us to access. Is free for us to access websites because he said, I want it free. I remember as a kid, I saw him winning awards and he just said, my job's not done yet. My job's only done when 100% of the world has the World Wide Web. Right, kids, you must have found them all now. Great, we've got two. One, two, three, four. Cutting quick, quick. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. We've got 12 there. 12. Well, there's some over there. Okay, guys, I'm going to ask you questions and you're going to see if you can get it. Ready? Who is this person?
Moana.
Moana, perfectly. Who is this person?
Peppa Pig.
They're really good at this. Who is this? Teenagers. I thought one of you at least would have come. Who's that? Who? Oh, guys, come on. It's Taylor Swift. What is wrong? I'm definitely more cooler than the teenagers these days. Does anyone who knows who that is?
Matilda!
Perfect. Anyone know who that is?
No.
No?
No.
Teenagers.
Oh, James Corden.
James Corden.
Elsa.
Elsa.
Bishop.
That's me. I'm missing the beard. I mean, Alan's not far off. This is actually St. Columba. Interesting, that was the only one you didn't know so far.
Thanks.
Who's this? He talks a little bit like this. No, no. David Attenborough. You guys are slow over there. Does anyone know who this is? He's in lots of films.
No.
No. No. The Rock.
Justin.
Poppy. Princess Poppy. We're getting there. Bear Grylls.
Well, that was my
fish.
Who's
that?
Ronaldo.
Ronaldo and Ginger plays a guitar. Ginger plays a guitar. Ed Sheeran. Great. Guys, do you want to go sit back down again? There was quite a lot of them, so we could make sure that all the kids kind of got a piece of paper. Guys, you did really, really well. So what was really interesting about that was that the kids could tell you everyone. The teenagers were absolutely awful. We're going to have words. I don't know who looks after them. But they knew every single person other than the saint. Very interesting. So we're going to look at All Saints Day today, and we're going to look at the whole idea of saints, and we're going to explore that. Now, has anyone in here ever seen Matilda? Hand up, just so I know how much of the story I actually have to explain. Really, this little people have seen Matilda? And none of the quieter, there we go, it's a bit better. So Matilda is all about a girl, okay? And there's this little girl, and she lives at home with some awful parents who don't really love her and don't care. And Matilda's made to, you know, basically bring herself up, and she reads books, and it has a really good song that goes, It's just a really good film. If you haven't seen it, see it. And basically, Matilda goes to school, and she really wanted to go to school, and her parents said no, but she goes. Now, what I love about Matilda is that she meets an amazing person called Miss Honey. Now, Miss Honey's the teacher. Now, Miss Honey doesn't do anything amazing. She doesn't try to do anything unordinary. She does her job as a teacher, and she loves all her children. And she loves Matilda especially. At the end of the film, she ends up adopting Matilda. But she doesn't do anything amazing. She does her job. That is it. She doesn't say, look how great I am. I'm really good, and I deserve to be the head teacher. She doesn't do it for praise. She doesn't do it for any other reason. She's just simply doing her job. And I think I can also look at Tim and think of the same thing, the bloke who created the internet. He's not after praise. I mean, we've all heard of Stephen Hawking. We've all heard of Bill Gates and Elon Musk, because what they did was they sold their product. But he didn't. He gave it for free, and it's almost like we go, well, it's free, but we don't need to remember who you are. But actually, most of our lives now based around, we can't get a job without applying on the internet. Like, everything these days works through the internet. So he's actually given us so much and for free, but somehow, and he doesn't go, look how great I am. He just ignores it and goes, my job's not done yet. And I think this makes me think a lot of the saints, how they wasn't trying to do anything great. They didn't walk around going, ha, I'm St. Columba, look what I did. Because when we start doing that, we actually forget what our jobs are. If I stood up here going, I made a sermon. I made it today. I made a sermon, no, I'm talking to you, and I made a sermon. I'm great. Young people, I'm great, yeah? They would all agree with you, because I say that regularly. But you then become too busy boasting about how great you are that you actually stop doing the great things. And that's what's amazing about the saints, is that they didn't do it for credibility. They didn't do it to become like Peppa Pig or Ed Sheeran. They didn't do it to become famous. They didn't do it to become rich. They did it because God guided them to do it. They did it with a whole heart. And it says in 1 Corinthians that if we boast, boast through him. Now, we like to think of saints as the past, but actually, I also like to think there are so many saints today that just do their job. They don't want praise. They don't want anything. They just want to do their job. But we don't see Nigel at the front of the door every week going, "Welcome, but I am the church warden, so please make sure you all bow to me." You know, I spoke to Morag this morning. She didn't say that at all and go, "Church warden, bow please. You are in." They don't do it for recognition. They don't do it to be high and mighty. Alan, Rebecca, Jane. They come here every week. They put on a service. They do you communion every week. And they don't sit there and go, "But we want to be appreciated." And there are times when we thank them and we appreciate them. But do you know what they then do? Like the Bible says, they just hand it back to God. They don't say, "Actually, yeah, I really filled the church out that Christmas. No one else has done that since, have they? Boom, I win." You know, they just go, "Thank God that it was filled. It wasn't through me, but God filled our church." And that's exactly what the Bible says. It's about when we boast, about not boasting about how great we are. Although I do that a lot with the teenagers. I tell them that I'm great and that they should be really thankful, but they're not. But, you know, we should be boasting. And when we do boast, we boast it about God. And actually, the more time we spend boasting, probably the worse we are at doing our actual job. And I think sometimes that's what I think All Saints Day is all about. It's about appreciating the amazing things people in our past have done to make Christianity come to England. You know, St. Augustine was one of the first people to bring it over and bring it over to Kent. You know, and they did so many amazing things. But we also have amazing people in our church right now doing amazing things day in and day out. And if you go, and "Thank you, you do so much," they'd go, "Yeah, but God gave me. God put me here. God did this." A little bit like Tim. "Tim, you're great." And he goes, "No, I'm not, because I haven't finished my job." You know, Miss Honey, she wouldn't sit there and go, "Yes, I'm the best teacher." She'd go, "I was just doing my job. And I actually now need to continue getting on with my job." So maybe today we could just have a little think about all the people that might help us along the way. But not only is it the people up here, kids, you've also got all your amazing teachers like Fiona and Laura and Liz. And they help run so many kids' things for you every year. We could be thankful about that. Teenage, you need to be thankful for me because I like bringing you food and things every week as well. Yeah? Perfect. But that is what it's about. It's about remembering all the amazing things people in the past have done. But it's also today. And let's not miss the opportunity to be really thankful for the amazing people surrounding us in our church. Thank you.